K-12 schools took a big hit to their budgets during the recession to the tune of $1 billion. With the economy rebounding, lawmakers want to restore $110 million of those cuts. The Student Success Act would also require districts to be more transparent about their funds.
It's good policy to be open and transparent with how these dollars are being spent by districts.
Democratic Representative Millie Hamner of Dillon is sponsoring the bill.
There's some useful information to taxpayers that is not currently being reported and is not necessarily reported in a consistent format.
But Hamner and others backpedaled after districts said the requirement was too cumbersome. Under the new changes, schools would not have to post information on salary and benefits, and small schools would only have to file one transparency report each year. The changes don't go far enough for Republican Representative Jerry Sonnenberg of Sterling. He says school districts are already required to be transparent.
Now you want them to present it a different way? Is that what I'm hearing? I don't know what else you want these school districts to do. For crying out loud, you can look at their credit card statements to see what they're spending the money on. They have their budgets, they have everything else online.
Superintendents also pushed back against a provision that would have changed how students are counted each year for enrollment. They said it was unnecessary and would add more paperwork. Lawmakers then turned that provision of the bill into a study. Republican sponsor Representative Carol Murray of Castle Rock says it's important to give school districts breathing room from new mandates.
Students have struggled through the recession just like everybody has, but it's particularly hit our school districts hard. Every year they've had to cut, even though they may have expanded enrollment. So we're glad that we were able to focus on trying to make up some of those dollars. We're certainly not where we need to be.
Lawmakers are also adding more money for early childhood education and school construction. The measure still needs a final vote in the House before it moves to the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.